Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut and I'm with Idea Dudes. And in this show, we're going to discuss the configuration of wireless networks. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So looking at wireless networking concepts, organizations can instantly network an entire building. This is what's so awesome about wireless, is that we can put in a network that is not even, that we're not using cables. We're using the actual WAPs, the wireless access points. So what we can do is we can go into an environment where we have lots of walls and give access to individuals to the internet and to our corporate network through without having to use cables or any of our other technologies like satellite, but more like the IR, infrared, and so forth. So this would be an example. We can set up meeting rooms very quickly. So we can give executives access to the email and their information that they need. So we can just put in a WAP and just have them connect to the WAP to get their information. Common areas, such as kiosks and other places like that. Airports, for example. So many airports are now providing access to the internet through wireless access. And also hotels. Hotels everywhere you go, instead of having a Cat 5 cable that you plug in, you have a wireless environment that you connect to. Courtyards. Business traveler. That, as myself, I am a business traveler, constantly going from one place to the next. So I need to have access to my information for my business. So what do we have? Well, we have a wireless access point that we connect to that gives us access to the internet so we can download our email, be able to connect through RDP or whatever we need to do. Home networks also. How many people have a network that they put in? All they do is they buy a Linksys router, for example, pop it in, and then and all you're doing is connecting to your ISP or internet service provider. If it's like we have UVerse, or if you have Comcast or whatever you have, what you're doing is you're connecting the router, people are connecting to it wirelessly. Like in my house, my wife, she uses her laptop. She goes anywhere in the house. She has access to the information that she needs, the internet connection and so forth, through the Linksys router. Mobile computers. Well, laptops. Also, if you play a Wii, for example, I play the Wii. And on the Wii, I play Madden 2010. And so to connect to my infrastructure, instead of having to run a cable like you do for an Xbox 360, what you can do is just connect directly to the wireless network. Now, of course, they have a new 360 Kinects, which now has the ability of connecting to the internet through a wireless access point. But the Wii has it built right into it. So that's just another example. Wireless phones or network phones. One of the things that I can use is I can use my phone as a tethered device. And so what I'm doing is I'm using T-Mobile service to actually connect to the internet. Because I'm already paying for the internet, so now what I can do is, it doesn't matter where I go. I could be out in the wilderness. If I have a T-Mobile connection, I'll be able to connect to the internet and work on my information, such as email and so forth. So what are some of the wireless problems? Well, physical connection attackers can connect to wireless outside your facility. I'll give you an example. I had a friend. It was actually one of my students from a long time ago. And when wireless first came out, what happened is he was able to go outside of his company. He didn't have internet access at home. So what he would do is he'd hack in from the parking lot and use their wireless access. And that's an example. If you don't have your wireless WAP device locked down, then what happens is it makes it very easy for somebody to go in and get your information or be able to use it. So most wireless access points use neither authentication nor encryption. They have it wide open. What does that do? Is that gives individuals the ability of going in and stealing your information and also stealing time off of you, especially if you're paying for that ISP. Of course, you're going to be paying for the ISP, so what you're doing is you're actually losing money. WEP and WPA are vulnerable to cracking attacks. They're pretty much like sending clear text out because there's so many cracking algorithms out there that can break WEP and WPA, which are two of the different authentication methods that we do have for wireless. So let's take a look at the different wireless networking standards that we do have. We have 802.11b, which is one of the most popular or most used, also 802.11g. But 802.11b is one of the ones that's been out there for a long time. Most common wireless network type boasts 11 megabits per second, but really you're getting 3 to 4 megabits per second actual. And then 802.11g is a new one that we have. We also have 802.11n, which is another one out there. But 802.11g is 54 megabits per second, but 10 to 15 megabits per second actual. So you're getting 3 to 4 times more throughput through 802.11g than in 802.11b. There's two modes. You have mixed and 802.11g only. When we're talking about mixed, that means we may have a B or a G and we can support both. But for 802.11g, that's the only one that we're going to be able to support. So 802.11n, which is a new kid on the block, that's 250 megabits per second. That's pretty fast. It does have backwards compatibility with 802.11b and 802.11g. 802.11a is 5.4 gigahertz, largely abandoned, no security, and wired equivalent protection. Wired protection access. These are the different types of authentication that we do have. Then we have WPA EAP, which is extensible authentication protocol using smart cards. WPA 2 is the new one that we have in Windows 7, Windows Vista, and Windows 2008. No security. What does that do? Well, it's going to provide easy access. Anybody can get into your information. When you go into a hotel, for example, I'm staying right now in a hotel that has wireless access. They have free open wireless access, but it's not connected to their corporate infrastructure. It's only open for the client, the customers to be able to use it. Have to acknowledge an agreement a lot of times when you're in hotels. What will happen is they'll give you access to the wireless, but when you bring up your Internet Explorer, then it's going to say, hey, these are the different rules that you have with using our wireless. Do you agree? Yes. Once you do that, then like some of the hotels, they'll have it only for 24 hours, where other ones will just have you connected all the time. So hotels and airports are examples of places where we'll have no security, but actually you'll have an acknowledgement agreement. Then we have wireless equivalency protection, which is WEP. This is 64-bit or 128-bit encryption, original security standard, weakness in cryptography design. And there's a lot of different cracking tools that can crack the wireless equivalency protection. Can stop casual users, those who don't know what they're doing, but that's pretty much it. Then we have the Wi-Fi protected access, which was another one that was released with Windows 2003. Wireless authentication and encryption has stronger encryption than WEP depending on the configuration, but is not universally accepted. So that's the thing. When we look at what is out there, this is not one of the ones that is out there by default. WPA, pre-shared key, PS key, what that, or PSK. Now what that is we have a WAP, and what we're doing is we have a certain key that we have to enter in. Static key, similar to WEP. Static keys are extremely difficult to manage in enterprise environments because you have to have some type of list saying, okay, these are the different ones that we're using within in our environment. Now, WPA with EAP, Extensible Authentication Protocol, passes authentication request to a back-end server, Windows Server 2008 computer, which is a RADIUS server, which is IIS, or the Network Policy Server, which is what it is in Windows Server 2008. NPS can pass the authentication request to a domain controller saying, okay, this individual is trying to get access to the wireless network. Do you recognize them? Now, when we look at WPA EAP differences, WPA EAP does not use a static key. It has a central server that's used for authentication, and it's harder to crack than WEP or WPA PSK. So this is one of the ones that we may use within our environment. Then we have the new one, which is WPA2. It's also known as IEEE 802.11i, and it's updated version of WPA. So it's using pretty much the same thing as what we have with WPA. It's an improved security and better protection. And you can have PSK, which is a pre-shared key, just like we have with WPA before. And WPA2 EAP, which is Extensible Authentication Protocol, which is going to give you a more secure environment. Now, wireless security best practices. Use authentication that all clients can support. You don't want to put all different types of authentication out there that nobody can support. You need to make sure that individuals or the computers that are connecting can support it. So you need to do a survey, checking the computers and so forth, and make sure that, hey, this information or this infrastructure is going to support most of our clients. There's two modes for wireless networks. We have infrastructure mode, which we have a central hub to the wireless clients. So what happens is when we connect, we're going to connect to a central WAP, which is a wireless access point. All communications travel to and from the wireless access point. And then we have ad hoc, and this is two or more wireless clients without using a wireless point. And so what they're doing is sharing information between each other. So when we're dealing with wireless networks, one of the things that we need also to implement is a PKI, which is a public key infrastructure. WPA EAP is one of the ones that requires the PKI. It deploys certificates on all the wireless clients. Now, what we can do is we can have this so they're automatically assigned, automatically enrolled through group policy. Deploy the certificates to the RADIUS servers also. The RADIUS server, which is going to be our NPS, Network Policy Server. So what are the implementation steps? Well, one, you're going to add the Active Directory Certificate Services role. That's going to be on a member server. You don't want to put this on domain controller. You're going to put it on the member server, and then this will be able to control our certificates. The GPO used to apply the wireless settings is next. We're going to configure it. Attach it to the OU that has our wireless clients connected to it. Configure auto-enrollment for the certificate client. So we're going to go into Manage Certificates. We're going to go in there, and we're going to set it for auto-enrollment for the certificates for the clients. Configure the model, which is select enable, and you're all ready to go. Now, authenticating wireless network modes, computer only, Windows authenticates to the wireless network prior to displaying the logon screen. So what it's going to do is connect, but it has to authenticate, has to have that certificate on it, then it's going to supply you with the logon screen. No user authentication is required. User only, the Windows authenticates to the wireless network after the user logs on. So in this instance, this is like connecting to a hotel or whatever. We're going to authenticate after we've logged in. Cached local clients, locally clients also. So if we have it, we've connected before, it's going to use those same credentials to be able to connect again. Computer and user, the Windows authenticates prior to logon. After the logon to Windows, then it submits the user credentials. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.